The eighth year, the Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon is back in the Star City. WFIR reporter and anchor Jean Moreno joins me this morning as we talk to Julia Boas from the Roanoke Outside Foundation about the races going on April 22nd and related activities for that weekend. Julia, welcome to our studios. It's nice to have you with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, Julia, the Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon has always been billed as America's toughest road marathon, but now it's even tougher. Some people will run an official double marathon. To start out, tell us about that sold-out event.
Yes. So this, we've actually had a group of about 5 to 20 people who started this event on their own. They came to us wanting to run it.
Crazy people,
right. A little bit. We try not to use that word crazy, you know, but they're very ambitious, to say the least. Yeah. And so they came to us wanting to do it, and they basically start the race at 2 in the morning, between 1 and 2 a.m. Over at Patrick Henry, and then they do the entire course. They have to be back at the start line with the full marathon runners, you know, at 7:35, so they have about 4 to 5 hours to do that first loop, and then they do the full marathon all over again. It's 52.4 miles total, and they run over 1,400 feet of elevation change.
Wow.
Total, 6 mountains.
And will they get a special finisher's medal for the doubles?
They will.
Okay.
This year is the first year that we're going to have special awards, medals, shirts, the whole nine yards. We used to not be able to officially recognize them because of liability and stuff, but somehow we convinced the insurance and the parkway and everybody else to let us do it. So we're all in this year.
Well, you know my friend Pam Rickard, right? You know,
yes,
Pam?
She's amazing.
Right. I know at least one year she ran the Boston Marathon, and then 6 days later she did the unofficial double.
Yes, you know, I know. And I think she might be doing the double again this year, so she's pretty impressive.
Now, for people who can't run the full marathon but want to run the marathon, there's also four-person relays, and there's been some course changes this year?
Yeah, so we've got a four-person relay. We used to do one a few years back, and we had to put a kibosh on it because of all these different regulations. So we came
national
up with
park,
this,
yeah,
national park stuff. So we came up with a new course. It's for four people, and they break up the America's Toughest Road Marathon course into four different sections. So the first three people each run one of the different mountains, Roanoke Mountain, Peakwood Mountain, and Mill Mountain. And then the last person gets the easy leg, which is just like around downtown and stuff. So it's still pretty hard, though, the last leg. It's just in comparison.
Right. We're talking with Julia Boas from the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Talk about, Julia, what the Roanoke Outside Foundation is. This is really involved with a regional partnership and the foundation's role with the Foot Levelers Blue Ridge Marathon.
Yeah. So the Roanoke Outside Foundation has been around for, I think, like 6 or 7 years right now. And it was started just as an initiative, like an economic development initiative that was designed to rebrand the region. You know, a lot of people didn't know what Roanoke was. And if they did, they didn't know anything about it, or, you know, they'd say like the lost city of Roanoke or something like that. So this was an effort that they put out nationwide, you know, to draw talent and businesses to the area. And things like Deschutes Brewery and Ballast Point and some of those guys are examples of the success that this initiative had. So then a few years ago, we decided to make our own nonprofit, kind of spun off into our own thing. We're still really tied into economic development in the region. But we also have some sort of signature brand building events for the region, like the Blue Ridge Marathon that we put on, the Go Outside Festival. We do the Radical Reels Film Festival, and we have a new event this year, which is going to be the Deschutes Go Cross Race, which is a cyclocross race at Fallon Park in the fall. So that's going to be exciting, too, to add to the mix.
All right. Glad you're with us this morning here at 8:49. We are talking to Julia Boas from the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Of course, you don't have to run the full 26-mile marathon April 22nd. There's also a half marathon, the Star 10K run, a one-mile children's fun run, and Julia Carillion will help some families pay for the race. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the Carillion Children's Family One-Miler, which is also presented by the YMCA, they help us put it on. This will be the second year for that event, but this year is the first year that Carillion is providing what they're calling runner grants. They're allowing 50 different families to participate in the Carillion Children's Family One Miler, but they're also doing like 20 to 30 of the other distances as well. So if people want to run any of those distances that otherwise might not be able to afford it, we've already reached out to a bunch of different groups. We actually have people from the Rescue Mission going to participate in the event. We have some families through the YMCA that are participating. There's an organization called Girls on the Run that helps people with that kind of thing. And so we have a few different groups like that. They're going to be, for the first time, being able to participate in the race thanks to Carillion.
Talk with Julia Boas from the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Talk about the Foot Levers Blue Ridge Marathon and all the races that day, April 22nd. What do the numbers look like, Julia, this year as far as participation, and where are some of these people coming from?
Yeah, so last year we had 48 states represented and like six or seven countries. So we get a pretty good draw, which is one of the main reasons we wanted to do specifically a marathon, because people travel to run. And we want to show off the beauty of Roanoke and the region and, you know, how amazing the people are and all that. So that was why we picked a running specific race. This year we're tracking ahead. The last three or four years we've grown you know, between 10 and 20% each year. And we hope to keep that trajectory moving forward, especially with the addition of the double and the relay and the one miler, you know, makes it easy for growth.
Still about twice as many people in the half as the full?
Yes. Yep. The half is a slightly less ambitious race distance. And personally, it's my favorite race distance. If I'm going to pick a race, I'd rather do a half than
right.
a full.
And I've done both. I've done the full twice. And the half, Roanoke Mountain is missing on the half?
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still a tough race.
Yes, they still have to go up and down Mill Mountain and up and down Peakwood, and it's still about 3,500 feet in elevation change.
I know we're sort of late in the game, but for people that are making this their first marathon, they should be aware this is a tough marathon. They should really make sure they get some hill training in over the next month.
Yeah, we have some training tips and stuff that we put out on our website about like how to run hills up and down so you don't, you know, get injured both while you're training and during the race. We actually have a couple people every year that like tumble on the downhills. So a lot of times people think it's the uphill that's the tricky part, but really the downhill is oftentimes where people face the most challenge.
Before I forget, what is the website if people also want to sign up?
Yes, it's blueridgemarathon.com. And so you can just go there. We still have space in all the distances except for the double. So you're too late for that, shucks. But we still have about three or four team spots for the relay as well.
Talk about some of the other related activities, Julia. Talk about the Down by Downtown Music Festival, which is at April 20th through the 22nd, Thursday through Saturday. Talk about that. It's really tied, wrapped around the race weekend.
Yeah. So the Down by Downtown is a three-day music event. It happens all downtown at like 10 or 12 different venues, although I think the Berglund Center is doing an event as well with Chris Stapleton. We also have a free concert on Friday night in Elmwood Park. So that's provided for all the runners and open to the public. Anyone is welcome to come. And we are going to have beer from Ballast Point and Parkway Brewing there this year, which is exciting. And then on Saturday night, we have a ticketed concert. Runners do get a discounted price that they can buy through their registration. And then the regular price is either $24 in advance or $28 at the gate. And this year, the headliner is Lotus.
And you've been working with Across the Way Productions, Chris Hodges and his the Floyd Fest people to book acts for Down by Downtown this year?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We worked with them actually on the Go Outside Festival this past fall, and they did a stellar job. Like, I mean, the music was out of this world, and I really feel like it brought a whole different type of vibe to the event. And we're hoping that they'll bring that same exact vibe to the marathon this year and to Down by Downtown.
We'll talk with Julia Boas. Just a couple minutes left. I wanted to talk about, and you sort of touched on it before, but really – and I'm talking to Pete Eshelman with Roanoke Outside, drawing people to the area to get a look at the area, maybe they come back, was really one of the major reasons for staging the Foot Levers Blue Ridge Marathon. Talk about that approach.
Yeah, so again, like I mentioned earlier, you know, running is the number one sport in America. It's easy to get into. You know, anybody can do it. And so that's why we picked specifically a marathon to put on to attract people to the region. We really market it on a national scale, whereas, you know, we're only a 3,000 person race or so, but we attract people from all over the country because that was our goal. And then once they get here, we get tons of testimonials and feedback about how amazing all the people are downtown on the race course, how gorgeous it is. And, you know, they've come back year after year because of that. So we feel like we've really highlighted the region that way.
And just to wrap up, if you run the 10K, the half, or the full, you get a finisher's medal for either
yes.
race?
Okay. Yeah, and actually the family one miler does too. The relay gets a version of the full, and then the double gets their own special medal as well. So,
and a big after party for the runners at Elmwood Park. Talk about that briefly.
Yeah, Elmwood Park, that's all kind of tied in with the Down by Downtown. So all day during the day, there'll be live music that's free in Elmwood. There'll be beer, food trucks, all that good stuff. And then at 5 o'clock, it'll roll over to the ticketed concert, and we'll have the big, you know, finale.
And the all-important thing, will there be Fleet Feet or whatever in the after part at the end of the race, rolling people out,
oh,
massaging.
Oh, yeah, they'll be rolling ice baths, everybody getting chiropractic adjustments, massages, because they're going to need it.
All right, sounds good. Julia Boas is with Roanoke Outside Foundation and the Foot Lovers Blue Ridge Marathon, which is April 22nd. Again, the website is to sign up.
BlueRidgeMarathon.com.
Right, Julia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.